Welcome, guys. We're back. Round five. Entertain us. Round five, guys. Cinco. This is the furthest I've gone with any of my shows. I'm really proud of myself. I should get an award for, like, passing the halfway point and producing a show. This is awesome. This round is going to be anime battles. It is a partnered round. I sent emails. I partnered up both Bright Disaster and Miss Voice of an Angel. They're one team. And Zane and Druox are another team. With us this week to help judge the anime battles is... Dylan Collins. Dylan,
you're 20s, son. Yes. I declared myself the winner of last season, by the way.
Last season only went three rounds. I was like, oh.
So I'm fully qualified.
Also, guys, Dylan hates anime.
I do, with a fiery passion.
So it's going to be hard to entertain him. But if you do it, good job. That's also, I'm also joined with Cassie.
Hello.
As always. And Tyler. Are you awake, Tyler?
I know it's... Yes, I am.
I know you went to sleep at like 4 a.m. last night, and I woke you up at like 8 a.m., so...
Yes.
Are you ready to judge? Mm-hmm. What are you expecting to see tonight? You want to see some Dragon Ball?
I do.
I'm really looking forward if they do any Avatar: The Last Airbender or Teen Titans. That'll make me happy.
I don't think there's going to be any Dragon Ball, but...
I think there's going to be Dragon. What about you, Cassie? What?
Well,
Sailor Moon?
Ha, ha, ha. Hey, well, actually, I was going to say, I actually do watch a lot of shoujo anime, so... or shonen, or whatever. I don't know the difference between the two. The one's a boy, one's a girl. They all fight. I don't know. Yu Yu Hakusho, Bleach, Dragon Ball.
I'm really excited. I hope they do really well.
So do I.
And Dylan, you want Pokemon, Digimon? No anime.
I want an anime version of Twilight.
Yes!
Okay.
That's what I want tonight.
If any of these are Twilight, they will win automatically.
Absolutely.
Twilight? Twilight the anime. All right, we might see Twilight the anime. Stay tuned. First up is Bright Disaster.
Edward Cullen!
Bright Disaster with Miss Voice of an Angel. Take it away.
I would like a half a pound of raw sheep, 4 gallons of goat's milk, a hyena's hide, and a half a pound of ground beef.
That'll be 38,500 yen.
But that's extremely overpriced. I refuse to pay that much.
Then you'll face my blade.
Very well then. En garde.
The day everything changed.
Thanks. You're not so bad yourself. But I'm taking that meat and I'm buying it at market value.
Over my dead body you are. Dear and foreign restification incantation.
Ah. So I'm not the only one with tricks here.
Demon form mystification incantation.
How can you do that? I was told as a child that my family was the only ones who could perform that sacred move. How can you do it?
I'm your long-lost sister, Kidu.
What? How can that be?
Does it matter? I'm taking that meat!
No! Pure energy incantation.
Nice try. Dark energy incantation!
Allow me to use this power, which is dwelling deep inside of me, to vanquish my enemy!
No! You can't be! Not that move!
99 spirits in Venstation! The end of the world!
You'll kill us all, you bastard!
I won't give up my meat!
I'll pay for it! Just stop this!
Never! Finish the job! Apocalypse!
The world is exploding! What the hell are you trying to accomplish? Everyone you know and love will be killed.
I don't care about any of that. My meat is the only thing that is important to me.
Your meat will be destroyed in the fire and brimstone of your power!
You lie!
No, I don't lie! Just stop this right now!
I will have the most satisfying roast beef sandwich ever! Explosion! Decimation!
No!
What?
It's not possible! I'll be taking my meat now.
No!
That was Bright Disaster and Miss Voice of an Angel.
It was.
You want to go ladies first?
No, I think our guest judge should go first.
Oh, really? You think so?
Yes, because he's a guest. All right. Extend the courtesy to the guest.
Okay. Go, Dylan. Put you on the spot.
I don't know. Was this even a reference? Like, was this like a parody of something?
No. One of my notes was it was like... they didn't do any anime references. They didn't have to, but it was like they did it themselves. It was like their own style. It was like
I didn't understand what was going on. All I knew is there was a lot of mic puffs coming from Bright Disaster, and so I was trying my hardest to follow the plot. And then every time a mic puff came on, it snapped me out of the plot. So mm-hmm. I was very confused by this. But then again, it might be because I don't understand anime.
I don't know.
I was not very entertained by this.
I don't think that was is because you didn't understand anime. Bright Disaster in general, I just think his mixing's good, but he has to watch his volume levels because it's really hard. His background music, I like that he adds it, but sometimes it, at least for me, it trumps out the main talking. Like in his Monte Cristo one and in his previous submissions on Entertain Us. So I think he fell into that trap.
I don't get the song at the end either.
I do. I get the song.
Okay, good.
Protect my balls.
it's from South Park. It's from South Park, the ending song.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Well, I agree with you, Blackjack, about the music being too loud. It kind of takes it, you know, away when you can't hear. It's hard to be entertained by something you can't understand, you know. And I was confused. I watch anime. I understand it. And I was kind of confused. I understood they were fighting over meat. I guess they had some good points. I did like the effect on the voices. And I liked it when Miss Voice of an Angel said, the world is exploding. I don't know, just the way she said it was funny. And also, well, even though they didn't do it, I like the ending song just because I... You know.
You appreciated that. All right, I'm gonna give what I like to call the compliment sandwich. I got this from Family Guy. I actually kind of liked the monster layered voice that they did with he did like the really high pitched one. It reminded me of, you know, like the actual voices, the weird ass voices that they use in some animes. I think what the problem here was that he made it as if it was supposed to be a visual, like, but it's not. It's completely audio. So you kind of have to, knowing that, you have to change the format of what you're doing. I wish there would have been more, like, Easter eggs, like Dylan and Chibi Serenity included in last season's. Like, you know, maybe including some names of people from VH, or making it more so that we actually care about, you know, what's going on, or, you know, that sort of thing. Okay.
You just want your name added to things.
That's what I do. Let me end with a compliment. I liked the fighting punches. It reminded me of, like, arcade game punches. And, yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I think you all have sensitive ears, because I didn't think that was loud at all. But,
maybe you have awesome headsets, or maybe your headset, like, automatically, like, adjusts the volume.
Yeah. One of them, though, had, like, the mic problem was, like, really noticeable. And I thought the mixing was all right. I'm not, like, an expert mixer or anything, so I don't know about that. But I thought it was okay. Yeah, but also that Kamehameha at the end was pretty weak.
Yeah, so there, one I guess, anime Dragon I Ball reference. Dragon Ball reference.
Yeah, but other than that, I guess it was all right.
Mm-hmm. Let's get on to Drew Ox and Zane. You guys ready?
Yeah. I am so ready.
Okay, let's go.
Last time on Dragon Ball Z, Taruki Deki-chan, Chibi-sama, Jirai, and Brad were having a squabble over who would use the bathroom first.
I must use this bathroom, Brad!
But Teruyuki, Chenkai-chan, Chibi-sama, Jirai, you used the bathroom like 3 minutes ago. Surely my need for its use is greater.
Oh no, you didn't!
Taruki Geki Chan Chibi Sama Jirai win his right to the porcelain throne? Find out on today's episode of Dragon Ball Z.
Fight, fight, fight! The porcelain throne awaits! Yeah!
I have attained my full power!
Me too! And it's fuller than yours!
Ah, but this isn't my true power!
Oh, darn.
I shall crush you with my final blast beam cannon special volleyball beak fist attack! Take this, you fiend!
How about you, Nate?
How dare you! Take one of these!
Ah, jeez. I seem to have been injured badly.
That's what you get, Buttface.
Oh, jeez, Brad. Come on, was it really that bad? Did I go too far again? You know, I really would love to sort this out, but I really gotta use the bathroom, so I think I'm gonna just sneak over there while you're distracted.
Zaza!
I just broke your light bulb, Brad!
Will Brad get revenge for Evil Chan's villainous devolving? Will Taruki Genki-chan Chibi-sama Jirai ever figure out how to end his latest diary entry? Will Zaza make it to the meeting in time? Find out this and more on the next episode of Dragon Ball Z.
Alright, Tyler, you want to go first? It was Dragon Ball.
No, I don't want to go first.
No.
You go first.
Okay, I'll go first. I'll steal all the good critiques so you guys have nothing to say, like I always do. No, I'm kidding. The music was so good. Oh, it's awesome. I love the music in this. It was great. This was, it was another one where I felt like it was geared more towards the visual, but the mixing was, like, so much cleaner, I think. Like, I wasn't lost, like, and that he had the narrator, which really helped at points, too, so I liked this one a lot more than the first, and I really, like, I had this awesome, like, image in my head the entire time it was going on. I'm like, oh, I wish this was visual so I could watch it. Like, I wanted to watch it so bad. And I love the part when I don't know who it was, but he's like, I'm just going to sneak over there. And then he just screams, yeah, and he, like, runs over there. I'm like, yeah, good job sneaking. That was funny. And then, yeah, that's pretty much it.
I agree.
You agree?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I liked the music. I liked the effects and I liked the acting. It was definitely a lot cleaner than the other one. Lots of parts made me giggle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really like the narrator, whoever did that.
Yeah, that was Druox.
Yeah. And I swear, there was one point, I don't know which line it was, but one line when I swear, I'm not sure who it was, they sounded just like the Frieza dub. And I was like,
yeah.
I was like, I thought they were going to do like a whole Frieza thing. I was like, yay! And I was like, aw.
I heard a Frieza voice in there too. That was good.
Yeah. So I enjoyed it.
Dylan went first. We'll let him go last so he could like start the show and end the show.
Was Zane even in this?
Yeah, Zane was in it.
Yeah, Zane was in it. I know.
I heard him making like gimp noises, but I didn't hear anything else from his.
Yeah, I heard a lot of Jux.
Yeah, a lot of guitar. Yeah, I thought it was mixed really well, and it was also Dragon Ball, so I really enjoyed it there.
You, Mister, I don't know if we're gonna get any Dragon Ball tonight. I'm like, are you serious?
Yeah, I wasn't sure where Zane was, but if he was in there, then I would say it was one of his better rounds.
And Dylan, you want to, what, Mr. I don't like anime, did this entertain you?
It entertained me. I still don't like anime, and I, like, part of the reason I don't like anime is because I hate Dragon Ball Z, so the fact that this was entertaining, I think, says a lot about it.
Yes.
I think it might have been geared towards visual, but like you said, at least I understood what was going on in this one. Like, you could tell when somebody was getting punched and whatnot. I think a visual version would have enhanced it, but I still think this was entertaining without the visual element to it. And I'm just a big fan of both Druox and Zane, so I'm a big fan of Brighton and VOAA too, but this one, to me, was highly entertaining. I like this one a lot.
Yeah. I liked how it really had that Dragon Ball feel in this one.
Yeah, and Druox's energy throughout the whole thing, like even if you didn't understand a word that he was saying and you didn't understand what was going on, his energy was very, like, it can make you keep wanting to listen.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, that played a big part.
Yeah.
You guys want to get on to results? We're going to have...
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we have deliberated, decided, and have come to a conclusion on who we are going to eliminate this week. And based on the performances, I'm not going to do like a big old anticipation special thing. Based on performances, we decided that, I'm sorry, Zane, you were the least entertaining, actually. Mainly because we weren't entirely sure whether or not you were in it or like how much of a role you played in it. Like Dylan mentioned, you have like a very unique voice and we just couldn't, hear you that much. You guys want to say a farewell thing to Zane?
Farewell, Zane.
Thank Bye. You for being on the show, Zane, and sticking it out this long. I'm sorry that your travels end here.
Give us your torch.
Ode, 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 ode. Okay, so next week, guys. Okay, I hesitate before saying this for next round. I'm very scared. I hope this works. This is next round we are going to do. It's called Tyler's Secret Round. Next round is going to be it's going to be a live type round. If you show up, we're all gonna have to agree on a date. But if you show up, you automatically make it to the semifinals. If you say you're gonna show up but something comes up and you can't make it, then you're gonna be eliminated. But next round is going to be Whose Line Is It Anyway? We're going to do three We're going to do three different things from the show Whose Line. I am going to be doing it with you guys. So it's going to be me, Druox, Miss Voice of an Angel, and Bright Disaster. We're all going to do a live Whose Line Is It Anyway round for round six. And if you guys all show up, you all make it. If you all show up, you all make it to round seven, the semifinals. So what I need from you guys is I need you to email me your availability throughout the week. Like, just do it like every day, or if like you can't do on the weekdays or something, just say, give me your like a weekend availability, and then I'll take all those and I'll give some. I'll like find the best time for everyone to record. But hopefully we all could do it and make it through next round. And then we'll only have the semifinals and finals left, and the show's over really fast. So, yeah. Thank you, Dylan, for coming and doing the anime.
Thank you. Please audition for Fame Quest, everybody.
Oh, yeah, plugs.
Fame Quest Horror.
Fame Quest. Audition for Wonderful World of Disney. I like that show. What else? You guys want to plug anything? Rhythmatic Revolution, of course. There's four more spots left on that show, and then we get into the main rounds. Need more singers.
Speaking of singers, Sing It is coming out tonight, so or Sunday. So yeah, Sing It has started. So listen to that.
Vote for Aria and Clary on their singing contest.
Yes.
I don't know when that closes. I hope it doesn't close.
I think it's today or tomorrow.
Yeah, it closes really soon. So be sure to get on that like right away. Okay.
I see Druox stalking the entertainers.
Okay, and that's it. See you guys next week.